Fantastic. I love that song. I play that quite a bit, actually, on Phoenix FM. That is The Four Tops there with Standing in the Shadow of Love. Now, sitting in the shadow of love and all things wonderful is the one and only Francesca Spiteri, who is, besides being an all-round good egg of setting up places like Butterfly Meadows, which is a beautiful place you can go and have a little walk and reflect, and we'll talk about that in a second, you're also an estate agent. Which people will be going woo to that bit, but tell us about your work as an estate agent.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. Yes, that was a lovely welcome. So I am a bit different to your typical estate agent, where I, not to say anything about anyone else, but I offer a really personal service. So it's literally sort of hand-holding service all the way from beginning to end. So one example I'll give you is of an 86-year-old lady that I mean, she hadn't moved for 60 years, and her 50-year-old son hadn't moved at all. So they really, really benefited from a service that I provide. What can I say? You know, can you imagine if I've been in my house for 10 years and I've got so much stuff in it? Can you imagine being in it for 60 years? Yeah. So that was all organised. In fact, one of the removals was a local firm. And they, you know, it's just about getting everyone together to help them remove, be as seamless as possible. And we even went shopping for their furniture. We even took him on the day, actually, to I said, come on, let's go to Sainsbury's and we'll go and get a few things. Got your mum a hairbrush, got the toothbrush. So, and it's just to make things all nice and smooth as possible. And I'm here to guide everyone, my clients, every step of the way.
And what's the gift? Give a shout out to the company.
Francesca Adriana Real Estate, and we're part of Keller Williams. So although I work for myself, we have got hundreds of amazing other agents that are all the same as me all over the country. So your property will not only be seen by, you know, it's not just your typical Rightmove. We do so much more. It gets marketed before it even goes live.
And you can hear the enthusiasm in your voice for your job. You love it, don't you?
I do absolutely love it. It's because it's a real genuine service and we're all the same. So to work with people that are other entrepreneurs that really want you to do well is, I just love every day. You know, when you used to get that, Monday morning feeling if only work for someone else. It's like, I love every day and it's genuine, yeah.
You do love every day. She always brings, whenever she comes to the studio, you always bring the atmosphere of happiness and joy. You always do. And you just do. It's just the way you are. And she's always great. And she's also very gorgeous as well. A bit too gorgeous. Lucky you're on radio. Otherwise, people, you know.
You have got the most sensational eyes. You really
have. Only one of them works, so it's a shame about the other one. No, I've got eyes that go off at 10 to 2. That's what my problem is with my eyes. I take videos of myself now, Francesca, when I'm singing. And I go, I can't use that because my eyes are, one eye is like looking at the camera. The other one's going all over the place.
I've got one like that. It must be about being brilliant, eh?
Yeah, that's the thing. Now, talking about being brilliant, tell everybody about Butterfly Meadows, because this is very close to your heart and something that you kind of took upon yourself to set up.
Yes, so Butterfly Meadow is a place in nature in Shenfield where anybody can come to, but it's actually been adopted by Our Grieving Hearts, which is a support group for bereaved parents. It's part of a bigger group, it's a massive charity, which is all over the world, which is the Compassionate Friends. And it's bereaved parents supporting other bereaved parents, also grandparents and their families as well. So Butterfly Meadow is a place, it was actually a wilderness. Years ago, it was actually a really lovely place to be. It got, you know, people that... You're concentrating on volunteers, really, aren't you? So when they're not there, we came along after speaking to the Essex Wildlife Trust 4 years ago. And we, being Our Grieving Hearts and the Essex Wildlife Trust, have rejuvenated it. So it did actually support people, coincidentally, through the pandemic. And it's just such a wonderful place. So wildlife, we've got new benches in there. It's lovely to see. Which actually was a nice surprise, was the people that come and do work on it when we're not there. So they're just like, you know, Jane and Martin Boyd, you know, we didn't even know that they were helping, but they were doing their little bit. And the children that come, the families. So it's just been a really overall a lovely place and positive experience.
And even on days like today, it's not just about, the summer. Days like today where it's quite dry and it's lovely and crisp and you can wrap up warm and take your coffee over there and go and sit and just chill. So it is open when even when it's snowing, you can go over and
there's pictures.
Be over
if
there.
You look on Facebook, we've got some pictures of us in the snow, you know, just going for a nice walk around. And it's quite exhilarating. Although, you know, it is a nice place for reflection amongst nature. I suppose it brings a child out in you, really, with snow, doesn't it? And it's about being mindful and being still, being able to reflect and remember our lost loved ones, whether it's a child or, you know, a husband or wife, anybody, really. And just appreciating the nature.
Also, you were talking about Our Grieving Hearts, which is a charity which anybody can get in contact with if you need support as well.
So, yeah, Our Grieving Hearts is part of the Compassionate Friends, which support bereaved parents and their families. So Our Grieving Hearts is our group run by Bridget Holly from Bennett's Funerals, who are amazing. And that was since 2011. She's supported bereaved parents, so in Brentwood. So we meet once a month, but the support is available like 365 days a year through the Compassionate Friends.
And also, just to be mindful too, that it isn't just about you might have lost a child in the last couple of years. This could be something that happened to you 30 years ago. It doesn't matter. Maybe you've never been
That's
able
really
to talk
point,
about
actually.
It. It's still something that you can come along and talk about, and actually talk about the child.
Yeah.
And talk about them.
It's remembering their name. You say their name without anyone worried about saying anything in case you cry, you shed a tear. That sadness is always there. It's just, you know, we have a mask, we call it, like having a mask, really. You go out and you could be that, you know, that happy, smiley person, but you've always got that hole in the shape of your child in your heart. But, you know, we can speak openly and honestly to each other because it only ever stays there. And who better to understand that loss than somebody else who's also lost a child, whether it is a baby, you know, a toddler or an adult child. And like you said, I only discovered it over 20 years into, you know, being a bereaved parent myself. So I found it invaluable. And yeah. Bridget is sensational. Very lovely lady.
Oh, lovely. What lovely words to say about Bridget. I don't know if I've ever met Bridget, do you think? Have I met her?
Well, you must.
Yes, I must. You must drag her into the studio. Well, not drag her into the studio. That's a little bit...
I'll bring her along.
Bring her along would be a nicer term, Michelle. Now, Thames Chase, there's a walk... It's bereavement week between the 1st and the 8th of December.
Yes.
And to coincide with that, there's going to be a walk at Thames Chase. Whereabouts is that?
Yeah, so Thames Chase Forest Centre is in Upminster. So last year we tried it out, just we had a walk. They have mindful walks each week with Sarah Young, who is, I was there yesterday. It's a fantastic nature walk. It's like, I'd say like being a child. It's just, you know, getting off the world for a while, looking at the mushrooms that are growing, you know, things that are on the leaves, actually taking time because we're so busy, aren't we? You know, rushing to this appointment, rushing to that appointment. So it's just nice to, just for a couple of hours or for as long as you can, really, just to go and have a little walk around. Just listen, we listened to robins. We found a robin yesterday. You know, watch the birds with their sky, you know, formation. And then you just meet up and, you know, just have a cup of tea afterwards. Very, very dignified.
You said cup of tea, but then you mentioned about, where's the poached egg and the avocado bit gone? You mentioned that earlier, sorry.
Yeah. So they've also got a cafe, which is fantastic because it was closed for a while. It's a triangular shaped barn. So it's that area is triangular shaped, but it's also like it's just really cozy, natural wood. There's a couple of couches there, you can just sit there. So last week I was there, I took my laptop and I did some work from there. But you're just so relaxed. It's just such a brilliant place. And overlooking the view is, you know, ever changing. So you can, you know, from the distance, you can see all the autumn leaves. It's just really, really relaxing. And you just come out feeling all nice and relaxed. You're driving along. It's like somebody else is being a Wally on the road. But that's okay. They haven't been to have a nice morning like I have, and you just carry on. But you know, the walk itself is for going back to the bereavement walk is to raise awareness, really, and to also, we were actually fortunate to reach out to another bereaved family last year. So they then found they'd only lost their child last year, so they've a bit benefited from that walk. And it's just letting people know that the support is there. I mean, I didn't know myself, you know, so it's unless we, and nothing against it, but you know, something like cancer support or dementia is very much spoken about, but people don't want to talk about child loss. You know, no one knows what to say to you. Who knows what to say? But sometimes just being there and letting that bereaved parent talk about their child is all that you need.
Yeah.
So this walk, one, obviously, for being out in nature is lovely. We'll have a walk around, have some like mince pies because it's obviously festive at that time, and remembering our loved ones at that special time of the year.
And also, what date is that, sorry?
So we are actually having this one on the 3rd of December.
Right.
They have a walk every... It's not a bereavement walk, but they have walks every Thursday from 10:30, as I said, with Sarah Young. Caroline, who is the new manager over at Thames Chase, is just got a wonderful energy. She's just, you know, she was... there's me going along. We've got Villene, who had the... Brentwood Art Trail, and obviously this year Butterfly Meadow as part of it. I thought, we've got such beautiful artwork, I thought, well, don't want to just put it away, you know, why don't we bring it over to Thames Chase? She's like, yeah, bring it in. So we had that, was all throughout the summer, we had that beautiful artwork in the foyer. So as you go in, another way of supporting bereaved parents. So yeah, this is another one, and she's kindly given us some tickets for the people that are involved in Butterfly Meadow, whether it's past or present, to come and, well, obviously you can come along, but I mean the children can go into Santa's Grotto. I don't know if the grown-ups can go in as well. So he's got a workshop. He was there. I missed him, actually, but the photos are fantastic. The barn is amazing. It's just going to be turned into this workshop that children can come in and just have that whole, and it's a real Santa experience.
Where can people find out more?
So if you go to Thames Chase, they're on Facebook. You can Google Thames Chase in Upminster, and it will be on there. There's somebody on the phone. So if you did want to book tickets to go along, then it's obviously the walk is free. If other people want to go to the Santa's Grotto, then you can call Thames Chase and secure your place. They need to know the children's names because obviously Father Christmas will give them a gift. Personally. Yes.
Yeah. And he's very busy. I mean, Mrs. Claus is going to be in Brentwood in the next couple of weekends at the Chicken and Frog. They're out everywhere. And yeah. Obviously Father Christmas, and when he comes, because he comes to Brentwood, we're so lucky here in Brentwood.
He
comes to see all the boys and girls. And, you know, he will need to know your name because, well, he does know who you are. But, you know, he's a very busy man.
It's just having like a PA, isn't it?
Yeah. But, you know, well, maybe there's another job we can do.
Oh,
I don't know if he'd employ me, though. Maybe I'm not good enough.
What?
I'm naughty.
Naughty but nice with that twinkle in your eye, Michelle.
Thank you very much. She's making me sound like I'm a weirdo. Anyway, it's lovely to see you again, and thank you for coming in. You're looking gorgeous as always, and hopefully you'll pop in for a mince pie and some mulled wine. I must do something in December this year. Get a few people in all together. Yeah. I might just do a show like that, the last show of the year.
And maybe you'd like to come for the walk as well.
I won't be able to because it's at 10:30 in the morning. I'll be on air.
It's on a Sunday.
Oh, is it on a Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So that's actually a really good point because last year we did it midweek.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously with it being a family day for Father Christmas as well, we just thought it's a good idea to do it on the Sunday.
Yes.
So more people can come along.
Santa.
Or is it Santa or Father Christmas?
Father Christmas, I like to say.
One's American. I've said both, just to even it out.
I think Santa's American, isn't it? We say Father Christmas.
Yeah, Father Christmas.
Yes.
And then it's like, Father Christmas, he got stuck. Wouldn't work with Santa, would it?
I wondered what you were going to say then. Sorry. If there was going to be a rhyme with that, I was just about to pull the microphone.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't want to hear the rhyme to that. Thank you very much. But anyway, right.